I want you to explain what you do to a 14-year-old.
If Campbell wanted to work with Scott Galloway, Campbell would come to us and say, how do we make that happen? We would kind of deliver that end to end. We'd kind of shape the proposition so they've got a good chance of Scott saying yes, and kind of make sure whether it was, I don't know, a TV ad or a fireside chat for Campbell, we'd make that happen. And if we didn't think Scott Galloway was a great idea for whatever reason, we would work alongside Canva to decide who is right, why they're right, and then make that happen.
If you were to point to one thing, what has accelerated your career and what you do?
Relationships and people. Being good to work with and nice to work with for long enough kind of compounds over time. And I think our benefit is that if Canva do say we need to speak to Scott Galloway, if we bring Scott Galloway, he'll answer the phone because we've done enough good things over the years. So it kind of means you've got good access, and access means you've got good insight. So I think it all comes back to humans and relationships. And that's why we're here, right? We got introduced the other day and had a bite to eat. And now we're sat in Canva on a Tuesday morning having a conversation. And that's just, I think these things just kind of compound over time.
As somebody at the top of what you do, what would their earning potential look like?
I think it's quite strong. We're kind of a merge between the entertainment industry and the marketing industry and the experiential industry. We're kind of in this strange trifecta. I think ultimately the top end is limitless in entertainment, right? It is. There's kind of money there, to be crude. Equally, on the flip side, I don't think it's an industry you get into for the money. If you want to just make money, go and work in a big corporate job or do something else. So I think it can be long hours, time zones, hard work, but the rewards are there for the people that put the effort in and deliver value.
Which brand really understands culture right now?
A couple that spring to mind, mainly because I wrote about them in our newsletter recently. We do something called Five Pick Friday. One would be ASICS, who actually kind of took an unconventional route and had a dog headline their latest campaign. So it's like an influencer dog. And I guess the insight there is that if you have a dog, it's like your best friend, and it makes you go outside more and you exercise more. And if you move more and you're outside more, you feel better. And that's just a really nice hook into culture, right? Because so many people have dogs and so many people want to spend more time outdoors. So it's just a really simple play there. And then prior to that, I don't know if you saw, they had Brian Cox in their campaign, and that was all about being overworked and stressed and in the office, and he was encouraging you to get out. So a couple of like nice plays from a brand there. And then the other one that comes straight to mind is Airbnb. And that's really leaning into the insight that people are craving experiences. So they've done a bunch of stuff, and they've kind of rejigged the platform a bit to put experiences at the heart of things. But they've done one now where you can, like, it's essentially like a simple competition mechanic. So you can win the chance to do, like, spend a day with Sabrina Carpenter or Doja Cat. And they've got these massive kind of like big talent, big PR worthy kind of headline moments. Beneath that, they've tapped into really interesting subcultures. So you can do something with an amazing film director, an incredible chef, a designer. So it's like kind of that awareness of like top of funnel, mass awareness, like maximum PR, but then also tapping into like really niche subcultures and things that the right kind of person would light up for.
Most overrated trend.
I think a lot of trends can just be generally overrated. We worked with a guy called Michael Cochran the other day from a event called Snapford. So he used to be responsible for the Ryanair social. And his perspective was really that like jumping on trends is just like a surefire way to get some quick views and like basic engagement, but it doesn't necessarily build onto any long-term metrics. So I think most trends are overrated unless you have like deep rationale as to why you're jumping on a trend. And I don't want to fire shots at brands, but I saw someone probably spent a lot of money to do a Brat Summer campaign now. It's like last summer was Brat Summer. It doesn't make sense to do that now. Don't jump on a trend a year later. Like if you can't move at the speed of culture, don't try and play in that game.
So what is still underrated in brand building?
I think brilliant copywriting. I feel like writing as a skill is so underrated. And we spend so much time writing emails and kind of crafting copy that it's not something we put much energy into learning or developing. And I really appreciate someone who's good on WhatsApp or good on email. I think that's like a massive underrated life skill. And for brands as well, who nail their tone of voice and way of writing, I get excited about good copy.
What does a great brand and talent collab look like?
The best brand and talent collabs are, like, the output's really simple. Everyone should feel like they've won. You want everyone to come in, get value, and have a good time. So I think upfront, it's really important to define the objectives of like, what would a win look like for you? What would a win look like for the brand? What would a win look like for the agency? If everyone knows that from the outset, you can craft a campaign or a moment or a performance to deliver against that. And it's always different. So it's really important, I think, before you get into the detail of something, it's like, why would you want to do this? What does everyone want to get to? And let's reverse engineer from that place and try and build something that delivers against that.
What is the weirdest thing that you've done with ChatGPT?
This weekend, I was sorting out my garden. I almost used it as like a gardening coach. I was like, quick one, I'm about to go to like buy an olive tree. And I was like, what compost do I need? What this do I need? And it was so helpful. My wife is quite particular about like toxic chemicals and anything. And I found this like seed pack online. I was like, ChatGPT, here's like the 50 ingredients. Can you take me through it? Is it like kid safe and pet safe? And it was immediately so useful. So I'm bullish on how useful it's going to be just in our day-to-day lives and menial things.
What is the slogan of your life?
My life, wow. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm and optimism.